Shri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki. So taking permission from all the devotees, thank you for coming here today. It is not always easy to give your time to listen to Srimad Bhagavatam. There's always, the mind always says there's so many different other things to do. People want to chit chat or whatever. So it is a great sacrifice to come and sit and listen to the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I do not feel qualified, so I take the permission from everyone. Vanchakalpatrivishcha kripa sindubhya evacha patito nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So today, for the citizens of Ayodhya, it's a very, very glorious day because their king, Lord Ramachandra, after exile, returns. So the devotees of Ayodhya, they were feeling great separation from Lord Ramachandra. They were feeling Vipralamba. Vipralamba is one of the most intense separation anyone can ever have. I don't know if anyone's ever experienced this. When one of your beloved, one of your children, one of your loved ones, wife, husband are away, and you miss them, and you really, really want to be with them. And that feeling is that you're always constantly thinking of them. And each moment while you're away from your beloved, it seems such a long time, isn't it? Anyone's ever experienced this? So these were the citizens of Ayodhya. They were feeling great, great separation from Lord Ramachandra. After 14 years, it is a very, very long time. And this separation was now just about to come to an end when Hanuman came and he announced to the citizens of Ayodhya that Lord Ramachandra, his exile is completed and he is returning to Ayodhya. So everyone in Ayodhya was so excited. They were so happy to hear this wonderful news. For the past 14 years, there was gloom, doom. People were really, really upset that Lord Ramachandra was exiled. It was so unfair. He had to go to the forest. So now the union between the devotees of Ayodhya and Lord Ramachandra is going to take place. And when you meet somebody after such a long time, your heart overflows naturally with a lot of happiness. I don't know if anyone's noticed, when you go to an airport, when you go to pick someone up, do you see when people meet, when they're coming off the planes, when they come and meet people, the joy that is there, the happiness when people are reunited after being parted, there's a special feeling. So this is how the citizens of Ayodhya were feeling, that after great separation, after this intense Vipralamba, they were finally being united with the Lord Ramachandra. And immediately Bharat announced that the whole city should be decorated. And here it's described, when Lord came, everyone was very, very excited, was very happy to see him. But how did Lord Ramachandra, the great king of Ayodhya, ended up in exile? Well, the story, most of you already know the story, but it is good for us to remember these wonderful pastimes. Janma Kama Chama Divyam. When we know the Lord's pastimes, activities, then this purifies us and helps us to enter into the pastimes of the Lord. So Lord Ramachandra, he had three brothers who were Bharat, ladies, Lakshman and Shatrughna. So they lived in Ayodhya, and Ayodhya, I don't know if anyone's been to Ayodhya? It's a wonderful place. And the ruler of Ayodhya was Maharaj Dasarath. So Maharaj Dasarath, he wanted to crown his son. The oldest was Lord Ramachandra. And everyone in Ayodhya welcomed the news that Lord Ramachandra was going to be the next king of Ayodhya. Generally, when the king gets old, he gives his throne, he gives his responsibility to the next person. This is the general Vedic culture. You don't stay in your power till death do you, or rips you out of your power. You don't just stay in that position. When you get old, it is time to unwind. It is time to get a bit serious in spiritual life. If you just stay in your position, if you just stay attached to that position, it is not very, very good. So we have to have some signs of detachment. So, Shri Radha Gokula Nanda ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shri Gonitai ki. So Maharaj Dasarath was showing that even though he was a great king, even though he had Ayodhya, he was ready to renounce that and give that throne to his son, Lord Ramachandra. However, living in the material world doesn't always work things out as we would wish it to, especially if you live in royalty. Royalty is riddled with so many politics, so many people wanted to usurp the throne, brothers and sisters fight for the throne, brothers kill brothers for the throne, children kill their own parents for the throne. We can see in the Vedic culture, we can see everywhere. We can see even the modern life. In Russia, the royalties were killed. In Nepal, they were killed. In Ethiopia, they were killed. This is Sandy. He has some royalty, believe it or not, from his Ethiopia background. So royalty, in a situation like that, people are always, always wanting to fight. So one person was not happy about the announcement of Lord Ram being king. And who was that? Mantra. That's right. So at the beginning, KK was very, very happy. Because in fact, it's explained in the scriptures, in the Ramayana, that even though KK's son was Bharat, she was much more attached to Lord Ram. So she showered so much love, so much affection to Lord Ram. Even she was happy. However, Mantara, who was looking after Kaikeya, she twisted the mind and polluted the mind of KK. So can you imagine? KK was so attached. She was so much in love with Lord Ramachandra. But somebody just planted a seed in your mind. That's how much power it is that you want to have Lord Ram, and somebody says some things, then immediately you change. So what was that thing that KK was told? That your son, Bharat, should be the king. In fact, realistically speaking, Maharaj Dasarath did promise KK that Bharat would be the king. So Maharaj Dasarath, in a kind of a political cunning way, when Bharat was away, he thought, let's quickly swoop in there, get Lord Ram on the throne. When Bharat comes, all done and dusted, finished. However, Mantara didn't see this, and she thought, this cunning Dasarath is taking advantage of the situation when Bharat is away and placing Lord Ram. So then she went to the chambers of KK and said, this is what your king is planning. This is what your beloved husband is doing. He sent Bharat away. And those of you who have children know that the attachment for your children is very, very strong. If anything happens, if anything is belittled with your children, immediately you're up in arms about it. We see parents protect their children tooth and nail, isn't it? I have two children myself, and I have personal experience. If somebody says anything about my sons, even if it's sort of immediately, come on, step out, I'll give you a... Because that attachment for your children is like that. It brings that emotion. So when KK said that your son is going to be neglected when Ram is going to be a king, immediately she began to speculate, think, oh my God, my son, my poor Bharat, what's going to happen to him? Because such is the way of politics and royalty. When someone gets the king, if there's any tinge that someone else might take or threaten that position, immediately they're exiled, they're sent to somewhere else, or they're assassinated, or they become Mr. Nobody. And who wants to be Mr. Nobody? We all want to be somebody, isn't it? So then KK was thinking, Bharat, he's going to become nobody. So then she started reeling. Her mind started going bonkers, bam, 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 kring, kring, short-circuiting, thinking, what should I do? How can I save my son? Then Mantara said, calm down, I can help you. Do you remember when you were on the battlefield with your husband and you saved your husband? He was in a very, very dangerous situation. You took him on your chariot and you nursed him back to life. So grateful was the king to you. So happy that you nursed him back to life. That you brought him back. He offered you two boons. So when somebody does something nice, when somebody saves you, then naturally you want to reciprocate. So Maharaj Dasarath said to his wife KK, because you saved me, I will grant you two boons, whatever you want. KK thought, I have everything. I have you. I don't need anything. I'm very, very happy in life. She said, I don't need any of them. Then Maharaj Dasarath insisted, please take them. I'm very grateful for what you have done. And she said, maybe later if I need something, but for now I don't want them. And then Mantara, she reminded KK about these two boons. In fact, she even forgot about them. So happy she was in Ayodhya. But Mantara brought it out from the depths of her memory and said, these two boons that your husband gave you, you can use them now to your advantage. Then KK was told, for the first boon, For the first boon, you should ask your husband Dasarath that your son Bharat, he should be the king of Ayodhya. And for the second boon, that Lord Ramachandra should be exiled to the forest. Even this news was a bit of a shock to KK. She was kind of thinking, yes, I'll be happy if Bharat will be the king of Ayodhya. But why? Why do we have to send Ram away? He's not a bad person. He's all right. Then Mantara said, no, as long as Ram is in Ayodhya, even though Bharat might be king, we know for a fact that the citizens of Ayodhya want who to be the king?
Ram.
So in the back of Mantara said, we can't have this. You got a king over here who's like a puppet, but everybody wants
Ram.
She doesn't want to have a situation like that. No way, Jose. He's got to go. He's not staying anywhere near the vicinity of Ayodhya. He has to go. So she, Mantara, convinced Kaikeya that Ram has to go. And then when Ram's coronation was about to take place, the priest of Dasarath is Vasishtha Muni. He was going to coronate Lord Ramachandra as the king. Great festivities were to take place. Everyone was very, very happy. All the holy waters from the four corners of Bharat were gathered. Ganga, Jamuna, Godavari, Saraswati, Narmada, all the holy waters were gathered. Because when you install the king, it's almost like installing a deity. Because the king is the representative of who? God. Godhead. He has a very, very important role. So the ceremony is done very, very elaborately. This power that he has is not to be taken lightly. So then Lord Ramachandra was there. He was waiting to be crowned. But as he was waiting, Dasarath wasn't there. Everyone was wondering, what's going on? Lord Ram is to be crowned the king. But where is Maharaj Dasarath? He's nowhere to be seen. Immediately Mantara went to look at the chambers of Maharaj Dasarath. He was not there. He's not in his room. Where could he be? Maharaj Dasarath's favorite wife was KK. So Mantara thought, maybe he might be there, making some few last minute adjustments. So Mantara went there, and when he went to the inner chambers, he saw a very, very distressed king. He saw jewelry scattered everywhere. He noticed the atmosphere was so thick, he could take a sword and slice a piece out. He was wondering, why is there so much gloom here when Lord Ram was going to be crowned the king? He tried to speak to the king. My dear king, come, Vasishtha awaits to crown your son Ram as the king of Ayodhya. Why are you lying on the ground? And no matter how much Mantara tried to speak, all he could hear was groaning and moaning and no. And then at the corner of eyes, in the shadow, he saw KK. She was all in disarray. Her hair was scattered loosely everywhere. And she looked very, very stern, very grave. And then Mantara went and said, "What is wrong with our king? Why does he not speak? Why is he so distressed? Why are you dressed like that?" And he says, "The king will not speak. You must go and bring Ram here. He will only speak if Ram comes." And then Maharaj's servant said, "Is this what you want?" He said, "Yes, bring Ram." Ram came. And then Ram was so shocked, so disturbed to see his father. Which son would like to see your father in such a distressful condition? It's very, very difficult. Here it's meant to be a very joyful occasion. And then as he arrives, he sees his father in great pain, in a very distressful situation. Why? And he spoke to his father. His father would not answer him. Then Lord Ram asked his mother, "Why is our father like this? Why is he so upset? Why is he distressed? Is there something I could have possibly done?" So such a humble position, Lord Ram is thinking. He's thinking he is the person who's offended his father. And then KK, she opened her mouth and she said, "Your father is not going to speak. However, I can tell you why he's disturbed, but whatever I say, you have to do." And Lord Ramachandra said, "Mother, whatever you or father desire, I will immediately fulfill." Then KK said, "I asked your father two boons and he's very, very reluctant to give them to you." And Lord Rama said, "What is it that he wants? What is it that's so distressful, so painful to our king?" He said that, "For the first boon, I want Bharat to be the king." And when KK said that, not one piece of disturbance came from Lord Ramachandra. Can you imagine that? Can you see how controlled Lord Ram was? That here he was about to be crowned the king of Ayodhya. And then somebody says, "You're not going to be the king." And then Lord Ram said, "No, I don't mind. If you want Bharat to be the king, I am more than happy. You didn't have to put our father in this condition. If you had just asked me, I would have given it to Bharat. I am not attached to this position. If Bharat wants it, I'll be more than happy to give it to him." Of course, KK was taken back. What's this? Such is the detachment of Lord Ramachandra. And the second, "I want you to go to the forest for 14 years. Again, with the slightest hesitation. We can say these words, we can talk about them, but when you experience them yourself, when somebody tells you to do something, it's not always easy. You know, when you put in that position, when you're in that situation, when somebody says, 'Prabhu, can you do another 1 more hour service?' Prasadam is late, Prabhu." So these are nothing compared to the things that Lord Ramachandra had to face. Give up his throne. I remember in the very, very early days in the Brahmachari ashram, there was more than 100 people living up there. And everyone was so attached to their little position. And I remember two devotees, Brahmacharis, having a go at each other. You know, You took my dhoti. No, that's my dhoti. So we get so carried away just by little kind of material possessions. But when it comes to the reality of it, are we ready to be detached? Are we ready to give it up? It's a tall order. Even I can't, even though I'm sitting on this throne, I'm not that advanced to give it up. But the point is, these pastimes take place not just because they're bedtime stories, because they have instruction. We can use this detachment of Lord Ramachandra in our own lives. Because ultimately, if we are really serious in wanting to become Krishna consciousness, we have to come to that position where we give everything up for Krishna. So then Lord Ramachandra, he said, yes, I am happy to do your bidding. And of course, as the pastime goes, Sita, faithful wife to Lord Ramachandra, she didn't want to be separated from her husband. Which wife, with the right frame of mind, doesn't want to be with her husband? So Sita, being very, very faithful, she was ready also to renounce her own royalty. You can imagine her room so opulently well decorated. I went to, have you been to Jaipur? You see some of those opulent palaces? They're nothing compared to the opulence of Ayodhya. So Sita immediately renounced. For her, all that meant nothing compared to the association of her husband, Lord Ramachandra. And then Lakshman also, who was very, very dear, very, very faithful to Lord Ram, he also didn't want. In fact, Lakshman was a bit hot-headed. When he found out, he said, let's just duff father up, tie him up, we'll just take over the throne. He's an old man. He doesn't know what to do. He's lost his, dil to pagal ho gaya. Because he's listening to this woman over here. But we'll take over the throne. But Ram said, no, we'll have none of this. No fighting. If this is what mother wants, then let's give it up. I don't want it. If you want it, Bharat, I will ask him. He'll give it to you. Do you want the throne? And Lakshman's head went, no. So then Lakshman also went. Then they went into the forest. There's so many wonderful pastimes here. It's described. Where is the word? I just saw it here. Where is it? Oh, here we go. Upagyamana Charitra. Charitra, like Ram Charitra Manas. So Charitra means pastimes. So being glorified for his uncommon activities. So when whatever Lord Ramachandra did, it's so wonderful. It's so, this we just touched the tip of the iceberg. We can just go on and on talking. And then he went to Ayodhya. He went to the forest. And then he had so many uncommon activities. He met the great Hanuman, Sugriva. They built the wonderful bridge. You know, one of the uncommon activities was that a stone, would you believe? You can see pigs fly in the sky, but will you ever see a stone float in the water? But Lord Ramachandra, by writing Ram on the stone floated, and then the demon, Dasimukhambalam Ramaniyam, Dasimukhambalam Ram. So this powerful 10-headed demon, Ravana, 2 weeks ago, Lord Ramachandra killed and destroyed him. And then, Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaycha Duskritam. So he destroys the Duskritams. And the sadhus in Lanka, who was the sadhu? Vibhishan. So, Paritranaya. So he established him as the king of Lanka. And then, when the exile was completed, then we come to this point, that the citizens of Ayodhya, after all the pain, after, there's so many things I can say, but time is not on our side. You know, when Lord Ramachandra went to the forest, all the citizens of Ayodhya, they completely vacated Ayodhya, and they came into the forest. Ram had to send them. In fact, he had to sneak out in the middle of the night, because they didn't want to leave him. And then, Bharat, again, when he was given the throne by KK, he didn't want to accept it. In fact, he was so upset. It is said that when he was told that Ram was exiled, he went to try and bring Ram back. Ram didn't want to, because he wanted to upkeep his father's vow. And then Bharat himself took a vow that he would also live in ascetic. Now, next time we think the prasadam is not up to standard, next time you want to complain about the khichdi, check this one out, guys, yeah? Have I got your attention? For 14 years, Bharat Maharaj lived on cooked barley, not in water, not in coconut water, but in cow urine. How about that? How does that grab you? That's what we're serving this morning. This is what Bharat Maharaj went through for 14 years. While Lord Ram was in discomfort, he did not enter Ayodhya. He lived outside of Ayodhya. He lived like a very humble mendicant. And this was his daily food. And his other food was Ram Naam. So in this way, when Bharat Maharaj, after 14 years of Vipralamba separation, when Ram and Bharat came, all the demigods were there, as explained. They were talking, showering fragrant flowers when these two great personalities met. And there was so much jubilation in Ayodhya when Lord Ramachandra finally returned. And today is that day when we celebrate. And why is it called Diwali? Because when Lord Ramachandra arrived, it was late at night. So they didn't have street lamps. I don't know, maybe they did, I'm not exactly sure. Did they have street lamps? Anyway, somehow they must have lit it. But Bharat ordered that the whole city of Ayodhya should be lighted. And then Lord Ramachandra, on his flower plane, he came down. And you can have just imagine the sight of Ayodhya. You know, have you been on a plane? And when you go on the plane, I don't know if anyone's, my kind of impression is, when I flew over Istanbul at night, when I flew over Istanbul, all the lights in the city, the mosques and everything, it was quite a sight. So mentally I was thinking, this is what Ayodhya would have probably looked like on Diwali night when he arrived. So then as Lord Ramachandra came, the whole city of Ayodhya was lit. And everyone was very happy. And they all were glorifying Lord Ram, chanting, Jai Shri Ram! Jai Shri Ram! Jai Shri Ram! Shri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki! Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki! Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki! Srila Prabhupada ki! Taigo Premanandi!